Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You guys know that Steven Spector, the boss man, sometimes he's itching to get these takes off. And I support it. I don't ever want you guys to think that I see the show as just me. It's not just me. Rob's a major part of the show. You guys are a major part of the show. Spector is. It's all of us. It's like one big group project. So when Spec has a take and he says, hey, I want to share this with you guys, who am I to turn him away? He's the boss man. So he hopped in the studio with some thoughts, and I want to play it for you. Here's this week's edition of Spec Says.
All right, guys. Following the announcement that Salvador Perez has now signed a two-year extension with the Royals, it kind of got me thinking that in this current generation, this golden era of Kansas City sports, which I would consider, you know, October of 2014 to now, I think it's pretty likely that Travis Kelce and Salvador Perez will be the only guys in this generation that will start and end their careers with the Royals and Chiefs, respectively. I think it's obviously pretty clear that Salvi now, two more years, calls it quits after 2027, makes a lot of sense. Travis Kelce, we've been talking about his retirement for last year, potentially this being last year, maybe he plays one more year. Regardless, I think we're all in agreement that Travis Kelce was drafted in 2013 by the Chiefs and will finish his career as a Kansas City Chief. But I think those are the only two. We've seen the history of quarterbacks in the NFL. Rarely do they play from start to finish with one organization. Rodgers, Favre, Manning, Brady. You just don't see it a lot at that position. Is Chris Jones going to be a Chief for the next 3 to 4 years? I would bet against it. Hosmer, Moose, Kane, the other guys in that core of the 2014 and 2015 Royals, they went to play with other teams, even if they may retire a Kansas City Royal. I really think that Travis Kelce and Salvador Perez are the two from this generation that will start and end their careers with their respective franchises.
All right, this is a very interesting one, certainly better than the one that we got last week with the chicken wings. That was a disgraceful performance by Steven Spector. I wish, honestly, Rob, you had deleted it from the computer. Can we talk about Chris Jones and Patrick Mahomes separate? Because I think they are two different things. I'm not meaning to put this in the atmosphere, but I could definitely see a Chris Jones Atlanta Falcons. That's where he plays his last couple of seasons. I mean, can't you see that? Can't you see in a couple of years when the Chiefs can get out of it, it's tough, but Chris Jones plays one, maybe 2 years with the New Orleans Saints and then signs the one-day contract to retire with the Kansas City Chiefs, and then that's the end of his career. I mean, that's the most obvious thing I think that you could potentially see on the board. I mean, there's been a lot of Chiefs greats. I mean, Jamal Charles went to go play for another team. Derek Johnson went to go play for another team. Like, we could just find too many of these examples, not just in Kansas City, but elsewhere, that is a very likely outcome of Chris Jones, that maybe you got two more years of Chris Jones this year and next year. And then after the end of the 2026-27 season, when the Chiefs could save $20 million by cutting Chris Jones, either they're going to restructure him or that's when Chris Jones goes to play for another team. So I've already got my mind to that place of seeing Chris Jones finish out his career with the Jacksonville Jaguars. That seems like a no-brainer to me.
So I agree with you on Jones, and I agree with Spec on Kelce and Perez. Here's where me and Spec see it differently. I think Patrick Mahomes is a one and done. I think Patrick Mahomes is Kansas City only. Now, I get his point. Rodgers, Brady, Favre, the list goes, Manning, the list goes on. These guys were not one and done teams as quarterbacks, and they were all Hall of Famers, some of them first ballot Hall of Famers. But man, I get the sense, talking to Patrick Mahomes on this show every week, listening to his press conferences, and just being in the Patrick Mahomes business, he does not seem like the kind of person who wants to play football until he's 46 year old like Brady did. I don't get the sense he wants to play football until he's 41, 42, the way Aaron Rodgers is. So if I think Mahomes is going to hang it up at a more respectable time in his life, more like Elway did, it's hard for me to imagine him going to another team, because all the guys Spec mentioned were guys that probably, let's be honest, played football too long in their lives, and that's why they end up somewhere else. I don't know Pat's going to be that kind of guy in Kansas City.
Well, I think that is a very fair point, but, and this is obviously playing it down the road, you might have to play a while if you're trying to get to all of your goals. I think there's a chance that Patrick Mahomes has the most passing yards in the history of the league, has the most touchdown passes in the history of the league, and we certainly know he has a chance to get really close to Brady in Super Bowls. If you got five appearances by the time that you're 30, you got a chance. So you're right. Is Mahomes going to be somebody that plays until you're 40, or is he somebody that retires at 37, 38 years old? I would say that the current trend of quarterback is to play a little bit longer and not really cut itself short. So, Rob, I just pulled this up while you were talking.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Because I was curious. So these are the top 10 most passing yards in the history of the league. I think you'd be surprised at how many of these guys played for multiple teams. Brady's number one by a long shot. We know Brady did. Breeze played for multiple teams. Peyton played for multiple teams. Favre and Rodgers. So out of the top five all time, all five of those guys went to go play for other teams. Now, number six has been Roethlisberger. Only played for one team. I give Roethlisberger credit. Roethlisberger acknowledged that his career was winding down and just got out of the game. Roethlisberger probably could have played another year or two. Somebody would have gave Roethlisberger a check to come play for him. Roethlisberger just said, no, I'm out, and I'm going to retire a Pittsburgh Steeler. If you go through the rest of it, Rivers played for multiple teams, Matt Ryan, Matthew Stafford, Dan Marino is there at number 10. I mean, what Spector is saying, the odds are certainly in the favor that Spector is right. Now, we got to see how things play itself out, but the odds are very much in his favor that when Patrick Mahomes is 39, 40 years old, just like most jobs, there is a younger, hipper, fresher quarterback and Mahomes' time is over, and it's time for you to move out of the way and then let the young gun take your spot. That has been the history of the National Football League. So I don't ever want anybody to think that the Chiefs are too loyal to this person, because we've seen time and time again, teams don't think that way. If San Francisco can move on from Joe Montana and New England can move on from Tom Brady, Kansas City could absolutely one day decide to move on from Patrick Mahomes. That is not outside the realm of possibility.
So on the text line brings to this point, and I don't have the comparison for those other guys at this point, but Mahomes is heavily invested in the city.
I mean, so was Peyton Manning, and then Peyton Manning went to go play for the Broncos.
I would tell you that Mahomes is more invested than Manning was. Like,
I don't know if that's the case. Peyton Manning got a children's hospital in Indianapolis.
I'm not trying to compare, but like, Mahomes has the restaurant. He has three pro franchises he owns. He has the charity. Like, I'm not diminishing Peyton Manning's children's hospital. Don't get me wrong. That's an incredible thing he did in Indianapolis, but it was one entity. Mahomes has a little bit of money and a lot of different things in Kansas City. Like, divested? Is that the term the stock market types use? He's that way in Kansas City, but it's all Kansas City based. And maybe Kansas City wouldn't care. Maybe he leaves at 40 years old and goes plays one year for the Vikings. And Chiefs fans are like, I don't care that you're a Viking or your best year here. I don't know. But it feels like he's so invested in Kansas City, it would feel odd for him to walk away from that because of all the money he's put into the community.
Let me ask you this, and we can move on because we got Michael Swain about to call in. Do you think this will be a Mahomes decision or a Chiefs decision in this hypothetical? Because it's a good question. What Spectre is saying, I think there's only two lifelong Kansas Cityans. Kelce, I think we know at this point Travis Kelce is not going to play for another team. I think Salvador Perez. I think Salvador Perez's contract at the end of this, I think he is retiring a member of the Kansas City Royals. Do you think that decision, because I'm guessing that Tom Brady wanted to finish his career in New England. At one point, it became a decision that we don't want you here anymore, and New England was ready to move on. I think that Peyton Manning wanted to stay in Indianapolis. No, we got a chance to go get Andrew Luck, and we are moving on. I think a lot of times what happens is it is not the athlete's decision on what they want to do. The organization is the one that tells you it is time for you to move on. I think Michael Jordan wanted to continue to play for the Chicago Bulls. Hey, I'm only coming back if Phil Jackson is coming back. We don't care. We're not bringing back Phil Jackson. A lot of time, it is the organization that makes the decision of your time is up and not the player.
So I don't want to size up your question, because it's a fair question. I think the age really matters, because Brady was, what, 41 when he left New England? He was after 40 years old. I understand why the Patriots are like, hey, we can't do a 40-year-old quarterback. Aaron Rodgers was, what, 37, 38? A little bit younger, but I understand why they made their decision the time they made it too. Like, if Patrick Mahomes decides to retire at 35, I think that will be him making the decision. But if he plays to 38, 39, 40, then I think it'll go the same way those other teams went, where the team is going to have to say, hey, we love you. We're going to build a statue of you one day. You are forever the greatest member of this organization, but a 40-year-old quarterback is not in the best interest of our organization. I think his age really matters in this conversation of who eventually breaks up with who.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin, but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.